The Senate Committee on Finance this week heard about the importance of trade enforcement to level the playing field for businesses and agriculture in particular. Chairman Ron Wyden of Oregon says it's just as important to enforce trade agreements already in place as it is to work on new agreements.
Without strong enforcement, no trade deal, old or new, is able to live up to its potential for jobs and economic growth. And it becomes extraordinarily difficult to build support for new agreements. Foreign nations will continue locking American goods and services out of their markets. And foreign companies that get unfair backing from their own governments will continue to undercut our manufacturers, they'll undercut our farmers, they'll undercut our ranchers, and drive hardworking Americans out of business and out of their jobs.
International trade lawyer Kevin Brosh, who testified before the committee on behalf of the National Chicken Council, praised the Obama administration for taking action on China's anti-dumping duties on chicken. But he says a similar case in Mexico has yet to be resolved.
Their officials found us in violation. But because Mexico was struck by a virulent outbreak of avian influenza and has experienced significant shortage of poultry meat, Mexico has held imposition of the duties in abeyance. Because of the threat that these anti-dumping duties could be imposed any time in the future, we challenged Mexico's decision under the NAFTA agreement's private right of action provisions. The NAFTA dispute settlement system depends upon the governments agreeing to formation of a panel. In our case, against Mexico, the case was instituted nearly 2 years ago, but at present, we still don't have a panel to hear the case. We believe this is a significant problem of enforcement that needs to be addressed.
An American Soybean Association treasurer, Richard Wilkins of Delaware, addressed the need for a more consistent regulatory framework with trading partner nations regarding biotechnology.
In the U.S., the interagency coordinated framework establishes that once a biotech trait is determined to be safe for food, feed, and the environment, it is deregulated. Other countries have adopted systems for approving biotech traits, but these decisions are subject to differing regulations or are overtly political, which can result in lengthy delays between approvals in importing and exporting countries. This is a concern because until an importer approves a new trait, even a trace amount of that trait detected in a cargo can result in its rejection and major losses for the shipper.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.